Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, 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 everybody. What is up? What is up? It is Maciel, and I am the host for the How to Write a Book podcast. How are you guys doing today? It is a beautiful day. It is sunny, warm. The wind is blowing here in California. And if it's not on your side of the world, I just want to say, hey, I'm wishing you good thoughts so that at least in your mind, you have the sunlight and the brightness filtering through into your soul. All right, guys, so for today's episode, we are talking about 3 tips to get you started into your writing today. All right, so let's dive in. Let's start with the prompt, y'all. And actually, before the prompt, just a side note, it was so funny. So last episode, I talked about the dictation process and the importance of using a quality mic. Right, a microphone. And it's so funny because I finished recording the episode and I checked back onto my audio and I was like, oh my gosh, I have the wrong mic, the wrong mic on. So I apologize for the audio quality because it sounded like I was in a huge room, like this empty echo chamber of things. And I was like, wow, well, I could either, you know, redo it or just be the imperfect self that I am and say, hey, yo, there you go. So I hope that it was helpful anyways. All right. So your prompt for today is, you go into the future 50 years and you see something that you didn't think was possible. I want you to return now and describe it to yourself. And your motivation for today is brought to you by my dear friend, Trish Blackwell. Such a great positive soul. It was so great. We had this mastermind and she said that faith requires a gap. It's not faith unless there's a gap for you to jump, right? That leap of faith. So have faith in your work. And if you feel self-doubt, you feel like maybe this isn't going to work out, or that nagging little demon of doubt who's telling you like, oh, well, it's not going to be very good. I want you to say, hey, that's normal. And you need that small gap of doubt in order to leap over it. So have faith in your work. That is what faith is all about. All right, guys. Now, for the 3 tips to get you started today. Tip number 1. Now, this might sound kind of ooey gooey, like that's the whole like mindset thing, but it's totally true. I need you to believe. I need you to envision yourself as you are writing this book. When you're done, when you type the end, because I love to type the end, what is your environment looking like? How do you feel? What are you wearing? Are you outside? Are you inside? Are you popping open some champagne because you feel fantastic? Or are you celebrating with a cute cup of coffee cuddled into the corner? Or are you just exhausted with such great hard work, right? You know that exhaustion when you work really hard and at the end of the day, you're like, wow, I feel tired, but it's the best kind of tired. I want you to take a moment to write down and envision what it's like to have finished your work. So what do you smell? What do you taste? What do you feel? What do you see? What are you wearing? What's the environment like? Who's around you? Be as specific as possible, even to what shoes you're wearing. You know, you can take this as far or as small as you want to go, but believe, you have to believe in yourself. Believe that this is going to work. Believe that you're going to finish the book. And also more importantly, believe that it's going to reach the right people. You know, what's great about how I feel about like God's timing is like, it's about right God's timing. Sometimes we publish a book and it stays silent for a long time, but then it reaches that one person several years later, maybe, but that person needed to hear it. For example, when I read Virginia Woolf for the first time, oh my gosh, she was long dead by the time I read her, you know? But when I read her work, she was the only author to put into words things that I couldn't even quite fathom. You know, I let alone couldn't describe it. And Virginia Woolf's writing was so important to me and so vibrant that I closed that book thinking, thank you so much for writing this. So I want you to believe the same thing as well. Tip number two is to make a commitment. Yes, you actually have to decide that you're going to get this done. You know, it's so interesting. Listen to your internal dialogue, your vocabulary right now, and you're probably saying something like this. Well, I hope I can get this book done. Well, I want to get this book done. Well, maybe someday I'll get this book done. Whoa, 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 you guys. That vocabulary, and as a writer, we pay attention to our words. That vocabulary is saying maybe. It's not definitive. You're not saying, hey, I have chosen. You're still wishy-washy. You're not sure if you're going to do it or not. So I need you to say, hey, today I am deciding to finish my book. I am deciding to start my book. And even better if you set that deadline. For example, the end of 2020, say, I will finish my book by the end of 2020. That's it. I'm deciding. And you know what's going to happen is that your mind is going to start figuring out how that is going to work. So if you say, I'm going to finish my book by the end of 2020, you'll start thinking, okay, well, if I fit in an hour here, or if I take a notebook with me to work, or maybe if I use some dictation device, I could get some more words in. Yes, yes, yes. That is what we want. When you decide, then things start opening up. It's the power of making the decision. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know when necessarily. You just have to decide, and then those doors will start opening. It's such an extraordinary phenomenon, but really, is it? I mean, it's the way to push you forward. All right, tip number three is to schedule your time. Now, I don't want you to use pressure of commitment blocks or completion blocks. Now, this is something that also my friend Trish Blackwell has mentioned. It's the completion anxiety. Sometimes we sit down to write and we think, oh, well, I didn't finish a page. Oh, I suck. You know, or like, I didn't finish 1,000 words. Oh my God, I'm terrible. That's it. I quit forever. You know, and because I've thought these thoughts before, right? And it's, I want you to take away that X number of things that you have to accomplish and instead focus on time blocks. Now, this has been super game changing for me, you guys. I have said, hey, I'm going to spend 3 hours at my desk doing this task. Just show up. That is the only A for effort that I need. It's, did I show up for those 3 hours that I marked on my calendar? Yes. Now, for some of you, 3 hours might be a long time, but since this is my full-time work, you know, I have to spend more than 3 hours, but I do 3 hour chunks and I take a break and then I'll do another 3 hour chunks. So start with looking at your calendar right now, as it is, don't make any changes yet, but see where you have 5, 10, maybe 30 minutes, just something that's blank, and commit and decide to yourself that you're going to spend those 5 or 30 minutes on your writing. Now, for the first couple of tries, you might stare at a blank screen, which is totally normal, you guys. I cannot tell you how many blank screens I had for years, and I don't want you to end up like me. I want you to pass through this season knowing that you're going to write. So if at first it's a little bit of a struggle, that's okay. Just keep showing up and eventually you are going to start writing those words. And I found this super interesting article on Zapier.com. It's Zapier.com/blog/daily schedules for productivity. And it talks about some writers and some other very productive people like Kurt Vonnegut. Voltaire, Benjamin Franklin, Sigmund Freud. Gosh, there's so many people on here. Victor Hugo, Franz Kafka. Oh my gosh, Charles Darwin, Charles Dickens. And essentially, it looks like, and Maya Angelou, people have, these productive people, these authors and artists and leaders, they have set schedules of time. They either work in the morning for several hours and then go about their day, or they work at night for several hours and go about their day. So again, schedule that time, and you can start small. That is totally okay. Totally okay. And encourage, remember, habits start small, and you are a writer. So it's okay if you just need to show up right now. And that is just your measure of success. Show up, right? It doesn't matter how good those words are. All right, you guys. Now, a small update on my side. What am I up to? So I'm finishing a different line of books under like Wolves and Witches, essentially, for my Otherworld Demonios series. And I'm really excited because since I've changed my dictation process, things are going along a lot more smoothly, which is amazing because dictation was already pretty smooth. So I'm really happy with the progress that I have so far. I mean, for example, I jumped between one day to the next, I had 12,000 words. And the next day after a couple of hours, I had 19,000 words. And I'm like, oh, the story's not even done yet. This is great. So I am having a grand old time. Unfortunately, my cover designer is not feeling totally well, so we'll have to see if I have to make up my own cover for right now, and then I can get him to make the cover. So wishing you well, dude. And that's my update for right now. So you guys, one last thing I forgot to mention. I want you to have success, and you need to write this book. Your words deserve to be out in the world, and others deserve to hear it. So I am offering free coaching sessions for a full hour, so you can tackle your toughest problems on getting you writing today. And now you're wondering, like, well, what about like coaching? What is that? What do we do? So if you're struggling, if you're stopped, if you're like, you know, I have all these myths in my head about how to write the book or when or where, I don't know if I should write the book, this is what the coaching is for, right? I'm going to help push you because I believe in you. You're listening to this, and I don't believe that's a coincidence. I believe that's the universe saying, hey, you got to write this book, right? And I've been through enough roadblocks to be like, bam, 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 this is how we're going to get through them. So sign up for a free coaching session with me, and I will help you get through this. And now, like I said, because of COVID, this is totally free for you guys. And why? Because it's important for you to express yourselves and to be happy with where you are right now, to be expressive. And to be honest, I mean, we're feeling so many emotions right now. There are tons of emotions and feelings and uncertainties. This is going to make for excellent writing. So you definitely need to write this down. So to sign up for that, you will join my waiting list. Simply go to www.themasiel.com/freehour. So that's freehour. Did I spell hour right? Free hour. So again, that's www.themasiel.com/freehour. And I look forward to working with you guys. Again, that's complimentary entirely to you. I just want to push you forward. And again, you deserve to write this book. So you guys, I hope that helps you. Those are three tips to get you started today. Find that schedule on your calendar for today. Make that commitment. And of course, tell yourself, I am deciding to write this book. All right, guys, as always, I'm looking forward to what you write, say, think, and I will see you guys on the other side. Bye. Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themasiel.com. That's www.themasiel.com. We'll see you on the other side.